Rotherham District Civic Society welcomes suggestions for mounting a blue plaque within Rotherham. The criteria the society uses for selection include the following. To recognize a person, a building or an event with historical cultural significance. To have had a significant public standing in Rotherham, this may include a national or international context. Made an important positive contribution to the local area. A period of 20 years since the person's death. Commemoration of buildings requires a historical cultural significance worthy of public note, and no more than two plaques can be mounted on any one building. Further blue plaques being considered by Rotherham Civic Society include Elizabeth Parkin, 1702-1766. John Platt, 1728-1810. Thomas Howard, 3rd Earl of Effingham, 1746-1791. Joseph Foljam, 1701-1756. Samuel Walker, 1779-1856. Edward Crimes, 1780-1811. John Guest, 1799-1880. Sir Charles Stoddart, 1839-1913. Sir Raymond Unwin, 1863-1940. The Lord Austin, K.B.E. Herbert Austin, 1866-1941. Ivy Habersham, O.B.E., 1892-1962. Arthur Wharton, 1865-1930. Downs Row Chapel, 1789. 19th C. Grammar School. The Old Town Hall, site of the Old Mechanics Hall, and Admiral Sir John Sutherland, 1840-1918. Each nomination should include a description of achievement or contributions made. If you were able to contribute towards costs, that would be beneficial as the Society is a charity and receives no funding for the Blue Plaque Scheme. An example of a typical description to support a nomination for a blue plaque would include the following. Joseph Foljam, 1701-1756. Joseph built and patented the Rotherham swing plough, which was described as the perfect implement that was more efficient, lighter and quicker than any other kind of plough at the time. The Rotherham plough was the first to be factory produced on a large scale, as traditionally farmers could only use the plough they made and were non-standardized. The Rotherham swing plough was the first of its kind to be commercially successful. The traditional wooden plough required four oxen, a ploughman and an ox driver. The Rotherham swing plough only required two horses and one ploughman. This reduced the cost of food as crops could be grown faster and more efficiently. In 1763, the Rotherham plough was at the forefront of technology for over 30 years and was used in Scotland, America and France. The manufacture and design of the Rotherham plough is considered to be one of the significant contributions towards the First Industrial Revolution. George Washington wanted the best plough of the era to improve his farm at Mount Vernon. He purchased the Rotherham swing plough through one of his English merchant suppliers. All nominations for a blue plaque should include a location of where to place the plaque. Further information can be found on our website, rotherhamcivicsociety.org, or by emailing secretary@rotherhamcivicsociety.org. Why not consider joining the society? The Civic Society always welcomes new members to make a difference in how our town looks. Membership is open to anyone interested in the history and heritage of Rotherham.